Sorry, not comrades here. okay, let's proceed. Our agenda today, we've got only one item. This item is we are consideration of the government advertising agent petition calling for the enactment of legislation that would provide for the establishment of the government advertising agents. without wasting time, I think Mr. Sibanyoni can brief the committee, and therefore there are officials from different departments, and communications here, right? And DTI is here, and which other department is here?
Public Enterprises.
Public Enterprises, and here is my advocate, so they will contribute to help the committee after Mr. Sibanyoni addressing the committee. Over to you, or let me introduce myself, other people that know me. My name is Dumisani Klimbi. I'm the chairperson of this committee petitions and executive undertakings. On that side, Honorable Timunye is introducing yourself, my brother.
Timunye George.
My name is Sandy Lenene. I'm the Chief Director responsible for media policy in the Department of Communications. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson, committee members, colleagues. My name is Nicolette Prinsler. I'm representing GCIS. I'm the Acting Chief Director for the Communication Service Agency, which already has an agency for government in us.
Morning, Chairperson. My name is Denzel Machila. I'm from the Department of Public Enterprises. Chair, I need to indicate that I won't be sitting for this meeting for the entire period. I have to go to another meeting at the NCOP, but there's a colleague of mine here from who will be here for the rest of the meeting. Thanks.
Good morning, Chair members. My name is Osula Ratnam, Chief Director Governance at the Department of Public Enterprises.
Good morning, Chairperson and members and colleagues. My name is Vukani Mthembu from the Ministry of Communication.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Felicia Lombard. I'm the Communications Officer for the committee.
Good morning. MC Ghana, Trade and Industry, Parliamentary Office. MC Ghana, Trade and Industry, Parliamentary Office.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members, colleagues. My name is Klaas Mokaba. I'm from the DTI, director responsible for advocacy and policy coordination. Thank you.
Morning, colleagues. My name is Michael Ngwali from NCOP.
Morning, everyone. Kamsun Kize, Committee Secretary.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Mimi Gondre. I'm the content advisor for the committee.
You.
Thank you. This one will come in.
I'm sure this one, Chair, I don't know if it's yesterday that one.
I would like, and I believe we have made it convention as this committee.
Yes.
Over and above convention is a standard requirement in law. That executive are the people who are accountable to Parliament. By executive, we mean ministers. If ministers or deputy ministers are not available, then they delegate responsibilities to their DG or heads of department. If heads of department are not available, they will then delegate further down. And I need to emphasize this point and place it on the record. If these members that are here from the department have got such necessary delegation, because we need to make sure, Chair,
yes,
that the law is followed to the letter.
Thank you.
First of all, we have an apology from the Minister of Communications in writing. Thank you. And Treasury because of the budget. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. From the side of the Department of Communications, unfortunately, our acting DG could not make it, so I have been duly dedicated to attend this meeting because it also falls within my portfolio. Thank you.
The same from our side is GHIS. Mr. Mo Williams is currently in a strategic workshop for the senior management of GHIS and has been delegated to attend on her behalf.
Chair, we, Denzel and myself, are delegated through the office of the DG to represent the department.
Thank you.
If I may have just one minute.
Yes, sir.
I want to believe you understand when you say we are delegated. It means we can make decisions and commitments on behalf of the department before this committee. Yeah, that's the understanding you have. Because you just committed yourself on record that you are duly delegated. It means you can make decisions, you can commit the department here.
Yeah.
I'm just making that comment, Chair, for the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, everything. Over to you, Mr. Sibanyoni.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Good morning, Honourable Chairperson. Morning, Honourable Members, Government Officials. It's an honour and a privilege to appear before you in terms of Section 17 of the Constitution, right with Section 69D. This clearly shows that our government is a caring government, a government which is in compliance with the Constitution. With all due respect to yourselves, I was going through your guidelines as the Committee on Petitions and Executive Undertakings, and I think the petition that I've made is in compliance with your guidelines because before approaching this honorable committee, I've been in constant contact with the Department of Treasury, the Department of Trade and Industry, before coming to this committee. In other words, what I'm trying to bring forward is that I've tried to exhaust all the available avenues before appearing before this committee. So getting to the gist of the matter, the Draft State and State Corporations Advertising Agency Bill is designed to help our government because we can see our government is constrained when it comes to national fiscals. The pressures of public service delivery are dictating that there should be, we should explore other modalities and other modalities that can be implemented in order to make sure that the public service delivery is conducted by government professionally, efficiently, and so on. So the Draft State and State Corporations Advertising Agency Bill is designed to make sure that all the available advertising platforms are actually utilized by our honorable government. I hope and trust each and every member here and even government official is in possession of the Draft State and State Corporations Advertising Agency Bill. as well as addendum or annexures thereto. For instance, our government has got plus minus 2 million civil servants, national, provincial, and local. And if you check, there are no adverts in those salary advice. And I think the business community will have an interest to perhaps advertise on those salary advice of government officials. Because advertising is about constant reminder to the general population about services and products offered by corporate juristic persons. Like, I will never dictate to the honorable government. I am subject to its wisdom. So if, say, for instance, 10 rand is charged per salary advice per month, that will translate into 20 million or above, you know, each and every month. That is not the only platform that government can actually utilize. Like I indicated in this petition, there are various advertising platforms that could be utilized by government. Like if you check, say for instance, the Department of Home Affairs, it has got a huge human traffic, but I see no billboards inviting companies and natural persons to place their adverts at a reasonable or market-related advertising fee. So if you can check, we have more than 1,138 police stations across the country. And if our honorable government, through the State and State Corporations Advertising Agency, if it can place billboards inviting natural and juristic persons, I'm talking about corporates, conglomerates, to advertise, government can generate, you know, healthy income. Even the cars of government officials are going up and down, you know, due to pressures of public service delivery. If they can have an invitation to natural and juristic persons to advertise, government can also make more money. There are various websites, you know, government websites. They don't have adverts, and if adverts can be, if advertisers can be invited to advertise, I think government will also make money in relation to that advertising platform. It's not only that, there are many advertising platforms that have indicated in this petition. Like, for instance, our municipalities are 257 across the country, and they've got a plethora of buildings per municipality, multiple buildings. And in those buildings, if, you know, billboards can be installed, you know, inviting advertisers to advertise, government will make more money. And that money can be used to perhaps, I will never dictate to government as to what to do with that income, but as indicated in the petition, there are about 3 million kids who go to school on empty stomach. So that money will really come in handy for our beloved government. So our country is practicing mixed economy, so there is nothing untoward or unbecoming if that kind of an agency is formulated by government. And I've also indicated in this petition that the draft State and State Corporations Advertising Agency Bill will pass the constitutional muster, because there is no provision in the said bill, draft bill, that is encroaching upon the constitutional or statutory rights or even common law rights of any natural or juristic person. I'm stating this because it is paramount in our constitutional democracy that each and every bill or act that is passed into law or enacted by honorable members, we have to make sure that it is not unconstitutional and unlawful. So I am subject to the wisdom of the honorable members and government officials here present. So I'll never dictate to the national parliamentarians. So I am begging the honorable members and government officials to perhaps vote in favor of this bill. If it's not possible in accordance with our constitution to vote here and now, and perhaps vote in the NCOP. In that case, I am begging the honorable chairperson of this committee, as well as members and government officials here present, to actually refer the matter to the NCOP, National Council of Provinces, for consideration and voting thereof in accordance with the guidelines, because I went through your guidelines adopted in 2015, I think, 5 August 2015. So if there is any... Okay, if South Africa can legislate this bill, it has got a potential of being exported to other countries as intellectual property. In that way, government will not be concentrating on mining agriculture for national income, but intellectual property has got a potential of making sure that government gets the necessary funds, because for example, China has got 39 million government officials. So if China says yes to this kind of a bill, then that would mean 39 million times, say for instance, 10 rand advertising fee, that will translate into 390 million for Chinese government. And in that case, pursuant to Bern Convention, which is an international instrument protecting intellectual property, and also TRIPS, it's another international instrument protecting intellectual property. So based on those international international intellectual property treaties, then China will have to pay compensation to the author of that bill, and the author being a South African will have to be duty bound to pay 15% taxes to government, and also perhaps that is voluntary, but as the author, I'll also be prepared to part with over and above 15%, part with 5% or 10% in line with corporate social responsibility. So we have 196 countries all over the world. So if each and every country can embrace this bill, then that will mean more taxes for our honorable government. So I wonder if I'm clear to the honorable chairperson. I wonder if I'm clear to the honorable members and the honorable government officials.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chair.
Thanks. Are you fine?
I'm okay, honorable Chair. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Let me welcome the two honorable members, Dr. Madime,
She is representing Mpumalanga, I mean Limpopo, and we have the Honorable Oliphant. Welcome. You're representing Northern Cape. Thank you very much. And there are two officials who just joined us. I would like them to introduce themselves, please.
Okay. Good morning, Chairperson and the Honorable Members and my colleagues. My sincere apologies, I was sitting in a wrong venue. Only now my colleague told me that you are here. My name is Millicent Tingwe from the Office of the Minister of Communications.
Good morning, members and chairperson. My name is Peter Hendrikse. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer for the Minister of Public Enterprises. And may I please offer the apologies? It's my fault that I did not send the apologies in time. As you know, Cabinet is meeting today discussing the budget, Chairperson. So sincere apologies.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, here is our petition. I'd like to, if members want to comment or clarity or question, here is the petitioner. Thank you. Honourable Timunye.
If I can make a request that perhaps the legal tool from Parliament, my comprehension of this submission is that Mr. Swanyoni is looking us as members of Parliament to buy into a piece of legislation that he thinks will assist the country. And perhaps he needs to get advice or the comments of the department responsible or relevant first before we can come back
I get you, because that's why we invited the official from the departments to advise accordingly, if or to whatever. We want your contribution from these different departments. Also, I think that I can be involved in this. Even our researcher can comment, advocate, if you wish so. Thank you very much. Let me open up to the officials from different departments. If they want to ask questions, you want to add whatever, can you advise us?
Clap your hands. Or let me vote department. That's from communication.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I think the first admission is that we are interacting with this text for the very first time. So, and by his own admission, Mr. Sibanyoni has indicated that he has never interacted with the DOC or GCIS. You'll recall that in terms of the Comptas report, which had actually established that department, communications, advertising is our it's our portfolio. So within GCIS, we've got a media bulk buying unit, which essentially is an advertising agency for government. So that's one. But secondly, within the DOC, working with the advertising industry, we confronted with the emergence of this 4IR. Where are the advertisers going? Advertisers are going online. But even then, the biggest, obviously the biggest generators of income coming from the top 20 advertisers in the country, it's not the South African companies. So I think the proposal is noted, but we're looking at the practicality of it as well to say, but do we need all these things? Whereas already now we are seeing, for instance, the side of print. Print is losing advertisers. Broadcasters, with the advent of OTTs, are actually losing advertisers. And we are trying to come up with a model that can also assist, because I think he's got a point in terms of how then do we creatively assist a government. But I think at this stage, Chair, it would be difficult. It would be very difficult. But I'd also allow my colleagues to add. But as the department responsible for communications, for marketing, we are confronted with a number of realities which are saying to us that businesses must change, embrace technology for their long-term self-sustainability. Otherwise, we would not be able to generate anything. It also requires policy making and regulatory intervention as well, because if everything is going online and it's interrupting our businesses, we need to come back with a mechanism that will say, how does the state generate income from such online activities? But I'll allow my colleagues to have their input.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I totally agree with my colleagues' sentiments here. And the thing is that we do have a media buying agency within the GCIS already. We know what it takes in order to run something like this. And I think that what we're concerned about is that in order to establish another agency within government, that will be a duplication almost. It will require a huge amount of capacity to monitor such an agency. It will definitely be a unit on its own, a big chief directorate. That's what we're looking at here. In order to do that, to take stock of all the platforms. I don't see how state funds will then be used to, how are we going to pay our own agency to play adverts? What's the different rates going to be in such a case? If you have to compare it with the private industry, you want them to pay X amount, but the state, why are we going to spend the money on our own platforms if we are actually trying to circulate funds within the industry to support small and medium enterprises, but now we're going to keep the money within the pool? That is a concern. I also think that what I would have liked to see was the research behind the concept. For example, if you look at the government websites, for example, why would you want to communicate private sector messages if your own messages should be on those websites communicating to the public? That is the primary objective. Yes, it's true that we do have a lot of buildings and police stations and municipalities and vehicles that we can brand, but have we done research? What will the impact be? Type of messaging, what is it that we want to achieve? And I think without that research, it's very difficult to make an informed decision on whether something like this will work. The President did say that we want to, he's trying to merge departments and units, departments with entities, and now we want to create another one over and above the fact that we do have one in GCIS. The media buying agency will not be able to handle all of this. Yes, it might require another one or two officials to manage this, but not the entire chief directorate. So I think there's for me a lot of detail missing and a lot of concerns around this. And that is my take on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Chair. I think from my side, I've had a look at the draft bill. Maybe as a first point of correction, I think it is said it is prepared by the NCOP in terms of Section 69B of the Interim Constitution of 1993. There's no interim constitution anymore. It's 69B of the Constitution. So I thought we should correct that. There's no interim constitution anymore. Two, I think I'm going to say what my colleague said in a different way. My view is also that, establishing a state-owned entity, especially in the current environment, is not as easy as it looks, because you don't want to have a situation again where you have another state-owned entities failing, like we've been seeing with quite a number of experiencing problems. So I wanted to say there's a need before that can happen that a business, a proper business case, should be made as to whether that particular entity will be viable and as to whether it will succeed. And then the last point that I wanted to make from my side was I've seen the proposal was that if ever that entity was to be established, it should reside, the executing authority should be the Minister of Public Enterprise. But the matter is being driven by the NCOP in terms of Section 68 and Section 69. So I was also not quite sure. Maybe the Parliament would help us as to whether a matter like this, which involves a national minister, a national public entity, could be driven by the NCOP, or it should be the maybe the National Assembly or something like that. So those are some of the considerations. But obviously, at the last point, even if the minister could consider taking something like this on, he also have to get approval from his principal, which is the cabinet in this case. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to add to my colleague's comments. I want to say that the way it was presented is an innovation for government printing and government advertising. And what we appreciate is that the consultation before was with the National Treasury and the DTI. The DPE at first interacted with the draft bill when the invitation was received. So we immediately began to look at what is it out there within state-owned companies, within Schedule 3A or 3B entities that already perform similar functions. And we had found that government printing works, as well as a GCIS, and GCIS more so, would have that function and not so crafted like it is in the bill, but would have that function. So the overlap is there to be explored. In terms of the constitution and allowing private sector to advertise on government printing whether it's in print or whether it's in on websites, we would then comply with procurement and treasury rules. So I think that can be cleaned up. But if it had to be a standalone entity, it I think under the SOC reform, the government is busy with looking at reforming all state-owned companies. So, for instance, as an example of consolidation, the example is if you look at state airlines, there's SAA, SA Express, and Mango. You want to look at what are the synergies, what are the mandate of those airlines, and how best to ensure that government's ownership is maximized. You then go to the ICT entities, and you look at Broadband Infraco, and you look at Syntec and other commercial entities, not the regulators, the commercial entities. You want to, again, do that exercise to look at synergies, consolidation, collaboration, and rationalization. And that's what the Presidential State-Owned Company Council is going to be tasked with in terms of their terms of reference. And members may have heard the cabinet statement last month on the establishment of the council and the kind of work that they will be doing. That said, we don't want to take away from the innovation. We think there's merit in looking at it, but how we go about it is something that we need to look further into. For instance, the advertising regulators, they need to be consulted. 2 years ago, the Department of Home Affairs put in a proposal to amend government printing work from an agency of government, meaning direct transfers always guaranteed, to a Schedule 3B entity, which is a government business enterprise, meaning it can generate its own revenue. And we had consulted through the department with Government Printing Works as well as Department of Home Affairs. And we gave them feedback. The feedback we had given them primarily was on the principle of developing the socioeconomic impact assessment, the business case, as my colleague mentioned, as well as your form of governance structure. What would it require? And whether they are already, you know, whether it meets constitutional and PFMA requirements, would you want exemption from the Companies Act and so forth. So we had given quite extensive comments on it, and I tried to check if there were any feedback from Home Affairs, and we've not had any response. So I think also consultation needs to be held with them. DTI, I see, was consulted in terms of media and advertising. The regulators reside within them. And I think also researchers, universities, in terms of journalism and media, we want to be able to bring them on board as well and hear what they have to say in terms of the proposal. I'll stop there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let me welcome the whip of this committee, Honorable Mthethwa. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members and other colleagues. From the DTI side, we want to actually say that, you know, the notion regarding to generation of revenue, largely from advertisement that come from third parties, especially that happens on government platforms, those ideas that we actually welcome and we actually support those. Save that there are just few concerns that we want to raise with regard to this particular draft bill. I'm going to actually separate the concerns that I want to address. First, we want to actually look at the bill itself. We've actually identified that, you know, there has been no, for example, the socioeconomic impact assessment that has been conducted on this particular bill. So, you know, we would also want to actually have regard to that if this particular bill is actually going to be proceeded with, because it's very, very important that, you know, the benefits of this particular bill are actually highlighted, as proposed by the member here. You know, secondly is, we are not really sure as to, you know, from which advertising legal framework is this particular idea based. You know, it will be, you know, wise to also have regard, you know, as to, you know, this particular bill being drafted as it is, what really informs, you know, its advertising basis. So if, for example, a reference could actually be made, you know, in terms of that particular framework, I think that in a way would be able to actually set us at ease. Secondly, with regard to the technical requirement, or the technical concern that we want to raise, is that we are not really sure as to whether this particular bill is actually been brought to the committee or to the NCOP through member of the public in his capacity as a member of the public. Because by the powers that have been given to the NCOP in terms of legislative making, requires the NCOP itself to actually initiate those particular bills. So we actually want to really get clarity in terms of really is it a member of the public introducing this within the NCOP or really what the case is. However, we've actually indicated, you know, some of the provisions that we want to be included in this particular bill in a case where it's actually proceeded with, especially moving from a consumer protection point of view. Our Consumer Protection Act, which is, you know, a law of general application in terms of consumer protection, requires, marketing of products, goods and services to be in a particular, to be phrased in a particular way. So we are saying in a situation where, for example, this bill is actually going to be proceeded with, it must not contradict with those other legislations, perhaps, that deals with advertising or marketing of goods and services. So we are actually amenable to actually look at this particular bill as soon as it will be, it has been processed with and all the, you know, required drafting standards have actually been complied with. In other words, we would really be in a position, Honorable Chair, to give further inputs to the bill as soon as, for example, the committee would want to actually proceed with. At this point in time, these are only the few, you know, technical issues, comments that we are raising against this bill. However, we really support the notion that if this is an idea that government can actually rely at in terms of really generate revenue, it is something that we actually support. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I give one question, thank you. As a committee, we didn't initiate any bill. This is a petition from a member of the public. They've got the right to come with a petition to the NCOP. Then the NCOP referred the bill to this committee, which is the petitions and executive undertakings. Then from here, the members will advise the council after we get all the information. For now, it's just a petition which is referred to the committee. We are not going to run whatever. Thank you very much, Honorable Timonye. And I don't know, but I would like, before Honorable Timonye to give, just 3 minutes if you want to comment on all those things. Then the members will come. 3 minutes. If you want to comment, you hear that, how the officials.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you again, Honorable Chair, for clarifying that Honorable Government official. The petition is in terms of Section 69D, not B, as alluded to by the Honorable Government official on my left-hand side. So the fact that I stated that it's Constitution Act 200 of 1993 is a typographical error.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a petition in terms of Section 69D of the Constitution Act 108 of 1996. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Mr. Banyan, I want to say something.
And in terms of Section 17 of the Constitution, which says that individuals have a right to petition, and I just to add on, just to respond to your query around whether it's this bill is initiated by the NCOP, no. We received a petition from Mr. Bispagnoni saying, I have this petition and he attached the bill. I actually asked him before this who helped to draft the bill, and then he indicated that he had consulted the
just to clarify them.
Yes.
I single-handedly
okay.
drafted
all right.
the
so
bill.
He said he single-handedly drafted the bill. Obviously, then it would also have to go through our legal unit, and we have a legislative drafting unit in our legal unit. Depending on what the committee decides, to do with the bill after this. So it's got nothing to do with the NCOP at the moment. It was just referred to us by the chairperson of the council for us to consider, and hence us calling everybody so that we could have inputs, oral submissions on the subject matter of the petition from relevant stakeholders.
Thank you. Proceed. Just 3 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. And to answer the Honorable Government officials just behind me from Communications Department, I do acknowledge the fact that I didn't communicate with their department. That's number one, and it was not deliberate. The act was not deliberate. I was under the impression, sincere impression, that the relevant departments to be consulted with is Department of Treasury and Department of Public Enterprises. So I didn't do so to disrespect the Department of Communication. With all due respect to yourselves, I do respect your department. That's number one. Number two, I had these officials from the honorable officials from the Department of Communications indicating that they do have media bulk buying and so on. Well, all I can say, my comments upon what they just said is that what is happening currently within GCIS, they deal with buying bulk media, in other words, placing adverts, you know, on print media, placing adverts, if it comes to a push or shove, on electronic media. But they don't deal with a situation whereby they sell advertising, government and state, in fact, state and state corporations' advertising platforms. If they were doing that, we could have seen, you know, invitations inviting, you know, natural and juristic persons, meaning conglomerates, to place adverts on government and government corporations' advertising platforms. That was never done. So hence I thought to myself that in order to make sure that we help government generate more revenue, let me come up with this draft state and state corporations advertising agency bill in order to help government to generate more money, in order to make sure that public service delivery is executed meticulously, professionally, and efficiently. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Swanyon, and thank you, colleagues from various departments. I'm just instructed to act on behalf of Honorable Quimby. He quickly went out. But I have raised my hand before the chair would have walked out of the room, needing to make a few comments on the submission or the petition by Mr. Spagnone and also your comments from various departments. I want to believe our posture and our understanding is that we are serving a developmental state. I think that is our understanding, all of us. And the developmental state is one that intervenes in a problematic economy. And it is fact that our socio-economic conditions as a country are in such a way that our economy is skewed in favor of a particular group of people in our country. In fact, the former President Thabo Mbeki is on record that ours is a two-state nation, one white and very rich, and one black and very poor. We can't mix our wits about that. We can't bite our tongues about that. That is fact about our country. And it is on that basis, colleagues, that I think we need to embrace this innovation or this submission on the part of Mr. Swanyone on a positive light. It may have challenges here and there. My lady there, I like your comments. Not that because you are beautiful, but I like your comments. It tells me that we do have in our state or in our government public corp that are still, you know, passionate, that are still wanting to be seen assisting the public. Now, the mandate of the legislative mandate in this country is that of Parliament. The law-making mandate rests with Parliament in South Africa. And it is on that basis that I want to believe that Mr. Swanyone is perfectly correct to come to us as Parliament. There are many other ways he would have made his submissions, but based on the information at his disposal, he decided to come this way, and there's nothing wrong with it from where I sit. And we appreciate that because we are public representatives voted for by public, and public are actually, in terms of the constitution, within their rights to submit submissions to ourselves and through us, and to open our eyes and ears to things we may be ignorant to as members of Parliament representing the public or public representatives. Because there's nothing perfect about us. We're also human beings. We've got our own weaknesses. So when public come to us and say, consider this, I really appreciate that, Mina, from where I sit. The my lady will make reference to the fact that perhaps a compelling business case needs to be put in place, backed by research, in this particular instance. And I'm sitting into a predicament because this parliament is wrapping up now, Mrs. Spagnoli. We're cleaning our desks. We've got a month to pack our jackets and go home. So ask a new mandate from you. Whether you bring us back or not is your decision to make. So that's another predicament that this hearing or this meeting is happening now at the tail end of the fifth parliament. But there's nothing wrong because it will still go to the legislative board of the committee. The next parliament will consider it going forward. Also considering the recommendations shall have made as this committee based on your submission. The DTI, I believe it's part of your mandate to assist, man. Because our work is not only to regulate the space, colleagues. It's also to transform the economy. And you said you are on record. I forgot your name. From communication. That most of the advertising agencies are foreign companies. That's what you said. Am I correct? And is it not our responsibility to transform? It is our responsibility as the developmental state to regulate the space and transform the space. Is this not perhaps an opportunity to see this submission in that particular light? And perhaps if we do not have instruments legislatively and otherwise to leverage from this submission and then do something out of it, at the same time, you know, building the, how can I put it, encouraging many more civil units out there to come up with such things, you know, because we need a country of innovators. We need a population of people who wants to be seen, who wants to be doing something for their own country, and who not always ask what their country does for them. And that is what our president says. I think we are all on par with regard to that. But I'm not sure going forward you are experts in your own right, in your fields. If you were to be asked to assist this poor Mrs. Spagnoli, what assistance will you provide to him? That's my question, Chair. I will come back perhaps later.
Thank you, Chair. Doctor?
Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Part of my thunder has been stolen by this gentleman here. Chair, communication says, unfortunately, they've not interacted adequately with this submission here, which in my view is a bit unfortunate, but not necessarily a train smash, because I think when you advertise, you're communicating. And in my view, a first point of call should have been the Department of Communication. Secondly, Chairperson, looks like this activity is already happening in the Department of Communication, but as Mr. Spagnoli is submitting here, not to the extent he would have liked to see it happen, which says to me, perhaps there is an opportunity to incubate. Perhaps there's an opportunity to incubate the idea in the Department of Communication. Chairperson, to the beautiful lady, innovation, I like the fact that she recognizes as a country we cannot develop if we do not innovate. Innovation
increases, innovation adds onto the body of knowledge. And I'm happy that that recognition comes from one of our departments. And I would say perhaps between themselves and communication, they must come up with a mechanism of incubating the new talent, of transforming. Most of these companies, as he has already said, are foreign to this country. As a developmental state, it's high time we begin to develop our own. Chairperson, to DTI, or maybe before I go to DTI, I think it's communication that said we need to be careful not to duplicate. I think when they sit together somewhere and plan or design a mechanism of how to grow the South African talent, they'll make sure that no duplication happens. DTI has touched something closest to my heart, protection of the consumer. Chairperson, the South African public is bombarded. Is bombarded with this innovation, my lady allude to. We now hear of fourth industrial revolution. I look at my grandchildren, I can no longer cope with what they know. I feel I'm being left behind. Now, think of the person, the lady behind the mountain. And I really agree with DTI that while we innovate, we know we live in a global village. We know that very, very well. But I think we must be careful not to leave our own people behind. Now, level of literacy. I'm not sure where we stand now as a country. I'm not sure whether Abbott has taken people on board. But when perhaps they're just about to arrive, the print media is out first, it's going out now, print media. Now you must come on board the fourth industrial revolution. It is very, very important that we don't leave our people behind. And secondly, that we protect the consumer. I don't know why we are called third world countries. Developing countries are being taken advantage of. All experiments, be they biological, we wouldn't be having this HIV if it wasn't for experiments that go horribly wrong. Now, we must also, I hope now, I don't know whether it will be a troika, but where government will be sitting to decide how to innovate, ma'am, how to incubate local talent, local ownership, in order to grow this economy, to make sure that all the concerns raised in this room are being taken care of. The issue of where and who introduces a bill, I think our constitution is clear on that one. I think that one is an issue which the legal gurus in this parliament can quickly attend to. Lastly, Chair, he has just alluded to the fact that we are now clearing our desk, but that does not mean we throwing the submission into the dustbin. Even though the warm bodies may change, ideas are documented. And J.S. Bilato says, what is written is written. So the sixth parliament will still find this idea and this discussion here in the records that will be there. we may not be there, but the records will be there. So I am saying, Chair, Mr. Zbanyoni and others like him must dream on, must continue to dream and innovate. Thank you.
Member want to comment? If not, our whip, well, can you please give a vote of thanks to the off? Oh, yes. Sorry, Chief, my whip.
Thank you, Chair. I want to give an example and then a proposal on a way forward. And a lot of the work that the Presidential SOE Council is going to be busy with, even in the next Parliament, is some of these kind of innovations. The example I have is the one of getting the legislation through on the Border Management Agency, Border Management Authority, which resides under the Department of Home Affairs. A multi-party agreement had ensured that 21 stakeholders had been formed through the Department of Home Affairs and a particular project office. And I'm cognizant of resources as well as I say that. But with the GCIS and with the Government Printing Works and Home Affairs, looking at all the pamphlets or the print and electronic mail, you want to ensure that you've not cast out this idea completely. I live in Pretoria, and I drive down the hill, and as I look up, there's the Department of Health building. It's a tall building, and at the side of the building is a big poster advertising one of the key priorities of the Department of Health. Now, if you want to take that as an example and then look at everything that's in the bill, your department, your transport vehicles and all of that, and see, is that not worth something that we should be looking at, even if we turn it into a different form, and even if it's not a state-owned company. So my submission is engage the other relevant stakeholders and then discard the idea, not at this moment.
Yeah, I think communication had to say something.
Thank you so much, Chair. I think, Chair, as a way of making a proposal, we probably would avail ourselves so that we can meet with Mr. Zbanyoni, because he alluded to the billboard industry. Part of what we're doing with the foreign companies, including the South African companies, through a sector code, we've just developed a sector code, with the assistance of DTI so that they can transform. So we're at the process where we need to transform the set. Because if you look at it, there's not much that you can get out of it. We still have a golden triangle. If you look at the billboard industry, it's in Cape Town, it's in Joburg and Gauteng as well as Durban. So your billboard, that's where your billboards are. But 80% of the billboard's income comes from Joburg. We're trying to transform that company, Chair. So I think because we are in the process even of appointing the council, the transformation, which is called the Marketing and Advertising a Council, it would be worth our while if we were to engage you so that you can understand our processes, including the proposal that probably if we were in whatever agreement that we would reach, we also need to involve our other departments. Some of these things, Chairperson, are governed by the bylaws, which also falls outside of our mandate as the Department of Communications. You have a certain company that says, I want to have my billboard here, and I want to advertise here, only to find that even if a person has a letter appointed by that company, they would not be able to put up that billboard because the municipality says something else. So So we need to engage because there is so much that we have been doing. It's a pity that we have not been able to engage between ourselves as the Department of Communications, GCIS, and Mr. Espanol, including some of the relevant departments, so that we can maybe propose even the structure of what then becomes the what we are doing. Lastly, Chair, we are also working with the, because the honorable member talked about the fact that some of the advertising products are actually not governed correctly. Do you see we are working with what was called the Advertising Standard Authority, which is the regulator. Now it's called the Advertising Regulatory Board, together with DTI, to deal with some of those elements. That's why we are saying in the totality of things, with the MAC charter process, we are going to deal with transformation decisively. Thanks, Chair.
Did I then advocate? Just 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe just going back to the question raised by the Honourable Member in terms of how can we help, and I think that is very, very crucial.
Yes.
I think from the DTI, we've already indicated that we actually are amenable to, you know, assist in terms of this bill moving forward to, for example, just strength, you know, for, you know, the fact that the bill would actually be dealing with, you know, I know adverts of safes and products, you know, to your broader public service. I think our commitment is to actually strengthen this bill by assisting in terms of the provisions that would really deal with your fundamental human rights, you know, in terms of really the protection of your consumers, in terms of the services, of course, that the products that would actually be advertised in terms of this particular bill. So ours would really assist in terms of really strengthening the bill, and we would then urge that this bill should actually contain provisions to specifically deal with issues, you know, related to, you know, your, you know, your adverts and, you know, how they should actually be, the service, how this should be advertised and stuff like that. Lastly, Chair, we really appreciate the fact that the issue relating to, you know, this particular process has been clarified, that the committee now is actually considering a petition flowing from a member of the public. And then the committee, I would actually believe, moving forward, would actually have to decide if they're actually going to adopt this, and then, you know, the process of really proceeding with this would actually go further. So thanks for that clarification.
Advocate, and
thank
then,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I just wanted to make one comment, and it relates to my analysis of the draft bill presented by the petitioner. On the face of it seems that there are certain procedural and substantive aspects that are missing, and I think that came out of this meeting this morning. But depending on what the committee does in terms of the recommendations, Parliament does have an in-house legislative drafting unit. So I would think that this committee, as a recommendation, depending on the outcome of our recommendations, engage with that legislative drafting unit so as to have this possible bill comply with substantive aspects as well as procedural aspects, because as we know, that's a requirement in law. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate. You are the part of the committee. So I'm glad that you will assist the committee. Thank you. Honourable Mteto, I think can before we
close. Thank you, Chair. I want to thank this opportunity to thank each and everyone that was present, especially the department, and most importantly, you, Sibanyani, to take the initiative. We want to encourage more South Africans to take the same initiative that we have taken. You know, the bill can have loopholes here and there, but the departments are here to assist and to fix the bill to be a bill that will be suitable and workable for the people of this country. But we really appreciate the thought of it and the initiative that we have taken. Thank you very much. I also want to thank the department, all the departments, on their way to assist and make sure that this bill is fixed according to the laws of this country. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks.
damn paper.
Oh, no, I'll be back to the paper.
Yeah.